Is it getting darker up your way, John?
There's sunshine up here in Guthrie.
It's getting darker and trees are starting to dance down here in Stockyard City, and David's got a whirly gig that's come and gone several times the other side of Amper.
Yeah, they're saying there's one down there cement right now on the ground headed towards the city eventually.
Yeah, it looks that way. It's not on the ground right now, but it's spawned a couple of so far real small stuff.
Yeah, the sun's breaking out up here. That means more heating, more fuel if they get this far.
Wouldn't want to see anything star, would we?
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. The sun comes out, starts heating up stuff. Who knows how far they'll go.
Yeah, well, I guess we're cooling off down here because we've been overcast for the last hour plus. Be safe, I'll be monitoring, and if anything happens, we'll take it to them, won't we?
Thank you, so you got your work 20, are you?
Affirmative.
Okay, and that springs the static then. All right, we'll be listening in 5 wise today.
K5DGZ.
USD all inland area amateurs, this is KC5GEP EC for the Inland Amateur Radio Society. Quick weather update. There's a large tornadic storm southwest of the Oklahoma City Metro. First guess right now is it will make enough of a right turn to miss the Edmond area. There is a development on the north side of it that I'm kind of watching right now, and may need some input on that after a while. But right now, this major storm here seems to be the only one of direct threat for at least a while. The media is all over it. The Weather Service is all over it, and a lot of input coming in down here at the EOC. I'll be open for storm reports in a while. If that does develop and look like it may head up toward us at all, I'll change the courtesy tone to a be ready for WeatherNet. But that's a while out. FYI, KC5, GEP.
KC5, GEP, KE5, KQL.
I'm trying to get all Curtis, see if he's listening.
I am, go ahead.
Hey, I just got off work. I guess I'm going to stay out here on the west side of town out by Deer Creek for right now.
QSL, I'm kind of interested to see what's building on the northwest side of this thing that the TV's so interested in, so... appreciate any discoveries you make out there, KC5GEP.
You got a good place for me to go sit at out here?
Your work 20 there is probably pretty good.
Okay, I got a lot of building. I'll try to get to everywhere I can see, and I'll let you know what I see, or if I can see anything.
QSL, thank you, sir. KC5GEP.
KC5 KQ.
Go ahead.
Hey Curtis, what's that stuff southwest doing?
At this moment, aiming for more.
It did right turn?
Seems to. Newcastle is about where it is, almost there. There's some stuff out northwest of it I'm kind of watching. Separate storms, but it doesn't have near the intensity of that one.
Yeah, Roger. I'm over here at 97th and Western. I'm getting some rain off the north end of this thing.
I figure sometime in the next hour it could get interesting.
KC5 NUJ, thanks.
KC5 GEP. KB5 HX T Mobile. KB5 HXT, KC5 GEP. Well, good afternoon, sir. You out watching all of this stuff this afternoon?
Oh, I just headed home from downtown to Del City.
USL, well, Newcastle and Moore area right now is in the target.
Okay, well, I won't go any further south than 29th Street, I promise.
That ought to be safe right now. It's a big tornado down there.
Oh, they do have one on the ground?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I know what to expect when I get to the house. Thanks, KB5HXT Mobile.
Thank you, sir. KC5GEP. NUJ, KC5 GEP.
Heading back to town to get the boys.
What's your current QTH and what conditions there right now?
Curtis, and I haven't got anything yet.
Okay, I got Curtis, and I haven't got anything yet out of that. You were down, weren't bringing up the repeater before that.
Roger, I'm 97 Northwest. Believe it.
Awful staticky. I think I got most of that. Thank you, sir. KC5 GEP. QSD, all Edmond Area Amateurs, KC5 GEPEC for the Edmond Amateur Radio Society. Quick storm update here. Still lots of excitement down around Newcastle and circling around toward Moore and Norman on the south end. The original storm is pretty much flattened out south of I-40, headed pretty much eastward, the worst part of it. There's some stuff up around I-40, but that's not where the serious twisting motion issue is. Keep watching storms to the west. They've got up around Yukon and seem to be fading out up there. Thank goodness. Those were the ones that I figured might make it up toward Edmond. Still watching from the EOC, and I guess we'll be watching a while longer. KC5 GEP.
PM.
CPH KC5 GEP.
CPH here.
Are you out in this stuff?
No, I'm actually just
5NOR, and they've got some really nasty business going on down there near Robinson and I-35.
QSL. Well, that seems to be just not much north of 40. So, I don't know. If you do see anything, can you let me know?
I sure will. You can bet that. QSL. KG5 CPH Mobile.
55 GEP. KE5GS, KC5GEP.
Kurt, this is KP5GBS. He needs to get out of the truck, turn his radio off. I just left him. Is there something I can relate to him?
Well, he cleared, and I got a lot going on down here, so I didn't know whether he called in or not. I was just going to check with him. I will assume not. Thank you, sir.
No problem. KP5GBS mobile.
KP5GEP.
This is the K5EOK repeater.
Hey, Curtis, KD5 in your desk.
Go ahead.
Did they drop the tornado warning on that after it expired?
It's still red on my radar. Let me look back through the NWS stuff.
That might as well pronounced that it did a little while ago.
Looking at the chat, I'll have you an official answer in just a second here.
Okay. KC5 NGJ.
KC5 GEP. Okay, Weather Service does not appear to think this is going to slack off much. We're expecting new tornado warning. Yep, should have just been issued. Near Moore, moving northeast at 15 till 6:45, and we'll basically cover Moore and Port Tinker. KC5 GEP.
KC5 NEJ. Okay. I'll probably slide out towards Arcadia and Weston out that way, and try and figure out where I'm going from there.
It's probably going to hit, if it gets that far north, it's probably going to be like Stroudish before it catches I-44, Chandler or Stroud, somewhere along in there.
Okay, they just issued the warning. All Oklahoma City signs just went off.
KC5 GEP.
K5 MFD, anybody know why Edmund's blowing the tornado sirens?
Probably because the Oklahoma City blew their sirens, so all of Oklahoma County is under tornado warning.
Yeah, you're probably hearing OKC or Oklahoma County stuff. Edmund has not set off the sirens.
KB5GBS.
K5 MFD, I live at 15th and Santa Fe in Edmond, and the sirens are going off here, so they are blowing in Edmond.
I hesitate to differ with you, but that's going to be county stuff.
Sirens are going off down here in Oklahoma City. KM5GZ.
Going off at 15th and Coltrane as well. KF5IGF.
Yeah, KC5 FOX to KC5 GEP. Oklahoma sirens just went off. They're off now. Admin should be going off here in just a minute.
They just did, K5 MFD.
Alright, QSL, KD5 FOX, I'll be monitoring.
Came by GZ clear.
GEP, this is LBU.
Go ahead.
Be advised, there's no sirens at Danforth and Bryan. I can see it from here, so it's pretty quiet up here. Thought you'd like to know. WA6LBU.
I was going to say, I'm with the guys down here that have the buttons on them. They've set them off on the lake for warning there, but the official Edmund sirens haven't touched off yet.
KG5, CPH mobile.
CPH, go ahead.
Just a little bit of very light rain here on Broadway. Just leaving the Colby Grill, and definitely got just a little sprinkle. Did hear the sirens. Thought that was Oklahoma City.
QSL, pretty sure it is. Looking at ours here, there's nothing even getting up close to Memorial of a serious nature right now. A couple more storms to the southwest that I'm still looking at, but they've gone down from what they were a while back. We might still get interested in the next hour in some stuff coming, but right now the big storm is southeast of downtown Oklahoma City. KC5 GEV.
What do you have on the storms that are developing out over the southwest of Mustang?
Let me stop my display here. The one that's really close to Mustang right now is indicating a chance of up to 3/4 inch hail. That's a 40,000 approximately foot storm. Pretty good DPC, pretty good VIL in it. The one to the southwest of there has got the same characteristics that this storm they're warning the tornadoes on. It's got a 73 VIL, 62 DPC, almost 45,000 foot storm, and its direction arrow is pointed more at the city of Edmond.
6:25 p.m.
That is definitely the one I would keep an eye on, because I've been watching it since it started to build, and the circulation is definitely a possibility in that one. I will be on the air and standing by. KG5 CPH.
USL, yeah. Originally worried about stuff just developing immediately by this storm that's around Tinker right now, but these on the west in the last half hour have decided to get serious. KC5 GEP.
Be ready for weather net. Auto patch on. Be ready for weather net.
55 GEP EEC for the Edmond Amateur Radio Society. I'm going to go ahead and bring the be ready identifier up on the repeater. Still watching some storms to the southwest. They may do the right turn thing, but I don't know that yet. We're going to be watching them as severe storms coming up with hail and damaging winds. They don't don't seem to have the tornado threat as the original that we've tracked up through, but these do have part of Edmund in their path, predicted path right now. So we'll start thinking about reports from that direction. Southeast side, and we'll watch these as we get closer. KC5, GEP.
KC5, GEP, KD5, FOX.
Go ahead.
Hey, just a heads up, they're issuing a tornado warning for Anadarko, Verdon, heading northeast towards Minco Tuttle.
Yep, that's that second storm, QSL.
KD5FOX, KG5CPH.
By Coil Springs Mall, and I'll be monitoring. This is KD5FOX.
Thank you, FLX. We'll watch it as it comes up. KC5GEP.
KD5FLX, KG5CPH.
Hey, KG5CPH, good.
Hey, Corey, I've been watching that one, too. That one definitely has me concerned. If it continues on its current track, it will come up through the west side of Oklahoma City and probably into Edmond, but my hope is it'll do the same, that right turn, and go on through the Venturi and head towards Moore. I know that sounds terrible, but I don't want it to come up here. KD5CPH.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. I'm not sure what it's going to do, but I'll be watching. This is KD5. I'll be monitoring.
Hey, by the way, Corey, you're real scratchy. Do you have an antenna issue?
Well, I kind of do. I accidentally just dropped my Yaesu, so it's probably, hopefully it's better now.
It sounded a little bit better, but yeah, it definitely, you sound like you're driving it pretty hard. KG5CPH Mobile.
Okay, thanks, Anthony. I'll see what I can do. KD5FLX.
KC5GEP, KG5CPH.
Go ahead.
Do you have verification that they actually had a tornado come down out of that storm out west? KOC is saying it was in Verdon?
Yeah. Source is Caddo County Emergency Management. That's all I know.
Very well. We'll keep an eye on her. KG5CPH clear.
Be ready for weather net.
KC5GEP, KE5KQL.
KQL, go ahead.
Nah, they just said something about warning for Tinker Air Force Base, tornado warning.
Just issued. The radar is showing like that storm is weakened some, but I don't think they're accepting that right now, considering how close it is to the radar station. So it's, let's see, Cleveland, Lincoln, Oklahoma, Pottawatomie County, and until 7:30.
Do you know what the track is on that?
KC5GEP, KD5FOX, just be advised, sirens going off now in Oklahoma City.
Yep, that's part of that warning I just referred to. Center of that thing looks like it's going to cross the 240-40 junction and ease across on toward Choctaw.
Be ready for weather net.
USL, yeah, I'm heading back towards Edmond. I've stopped by
Tyler's QTH, and then I'm heading back towards Edmond.
Might not be a bad idea to stick around where he is.
QSL.
So how good are we for right now on our city?
Looking better. There's a storm southeast, basically, south of Mustang. And that's still pretty tough, but the last two scans have put a right turn on that one. The one to the southwest that they really did warn on the tornado warning by the funnel close to Verdon, that one still aimed at us, actually a little south of us.
Okay, well, I will... You think about another hour or so?
That south storm is just moving at 14 by the last scan, so it could drag out for a while.
Okay. What do you suggest on setting up area out this way?
Somewhere around the county line and I-40 is going to be a good spot, I think.
Okay, well, I'm kind of, right now I'm at Douglas and 23rd Street right now.
This is the K.
Okay, you're a little north of it, that storm. Okay, you're in a good spot there. I didn't realize you were that far north out of that. Your choice.
Yeah, he lives over, more actually, closer to 10th and Hiawassee out in Choctaw, so that's where I just came from.
QSL, it all seems to be southeast of you. The storm southeast of Mustang does seem to be doing the right turn routine. It's going to go across to the north of where the last one did. So we'll just keep watching. Anywhere that direction, west of 44 on 40 somewhere is probably going to be a good place to start, or anything north of that.
Okay, I will let you know when I see you down this way and try to head back north here in a little bit.
So, 55 GEP.
KE5 KQL.
KC5, GEG, KD5, and EJ.
Go.
Okay, please, sir.
Say again.
Be ready for weather net.
Can you give me a quick update, please?
Everything is to the south. That's a pretty safe statement right now. They have warned on a storm down around Verdon, Lake Chickasha area, with funnels sighted in it, actually tornadoes sighted in it. There is another storm basically south of Mustang right now that I believe has had stuff sighted in it. They warned on it earlier. Both of those seem to be taking right turns now that were not evident three scans ago. So, right now I'm breathing easier. KC5, GEP.
Okay, I'm fixing to get a wind reading. Stand by.
CPH to GEP.
Go ahead.
We're going to go up north to where Bryant, basically Bryant and Simmons, and kind of sit up there and just watch those storms to the west. I'm going to work a little photography, and I'll let you know if I see anything going on out there. KG5 CPH mobile.
QSL, keep in mind there does seem to be some right turning there. It may be a little north, but... there is one probably 40 miles from Edmond West out there that might sneak around to the north side. So just an FYI, KG5GEP.
Is that the one out near Gary, KG5CPH?
No, south of there. It's about twice the distance from Gary to I-40 to the south of I-40, almost even with it.
USL, KG5CPH.
Can you just...
Go ahead.
59 miles south to north, on Washington and it was measured.
Okay, for confirmation, that's measured.
That is correct. It is measured.
USL, thank you, sir.
Roger.
KG5GEP, KE5KQL.
Go ahead. Update on this one, right around Tinker.
It has a split personality now. Most of it is northwest, excuse me, northeast of the 4240 junction out there east of Anderson Road, worst part of it. Then there is another cell basically showing up on radar now, pretty nice and red, just southwest of Tinker.
Okay, so that pretty much is threats over with down here, right?
Still a warning going east out I-40 on the original storm. That's going to be up for a while, but Tinker proper is not under, well, they're under severe thunderstorm. That's it right now.
Okay. Heading back westbound, probably head towards, scooch my way back north and west.
QSL. This whole thing, this last scan, is almost forming a line from the first storm back down southwest to Burton area. It's almost all red down through there. Interesting formation. KC5GEP.
QSL. KE5KQL.
Be ready for weather net.
QSD All Edmond Area Amateurs, this is KC5GEP, EC for the Edmond Amateur Radio Society. Then a new tornado warning for the area around the Oklahoma City Airport. Southwest corner of the county down there. We've been watching a cell move up that direction. Last scan, it appears to have split into two cells, but they are warning for that for radar spotted tornado. And none of the storms still are headed directly at Edmond yet. There's one of the downtown area that's slowly easing north. There's no warning on it right now. That should hit Edmond in the next half hour. South side, KC5GEP.
KC5GEP, KC5FY.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sirens going off in Oklahoma City. As you know, I have a southwest wind at about 55 miles an hour at Quail Springs Mall.
USL.
Be ready for weather net.
There is a storm basically due south of you, south of 40, that the last couple of motion predictions were basically your direction, and they have warned on that for tornado. So I will be interested in seeing what approaches your direction.
just, yeah, I got these low-level clouds. They were going northeast, and they just whipped right back out of the west. They're going west at probably 45 miles an hour or so. I'm probably going to consider heading to the shelter here in about 5 or 10 minutes. Like I said, this wind is ripping out of the southwest. I mean, the trees are just, you got some leaves falling off the trees right now. It's pretty eerie.
QSL, advise me when you go. Thank you, sir. KC5GDP.
KC5GEP, KG5CPH.
Go ahead.
Up here, just to the north of Simmons and Bryant, Oak Cliff Fire Station 1, we have light rain. We have winds estimated to be 15 miles an hour out of the southeast. And, yeah. I can see where Corey's at out west towards Quail Springs. There are definitely some towers going up.
QSL. There's one way out west, southwest of El Reno, but that's not really on my radar right now. That one could come our way, but it's not that strong right now. Thank you, sir.
KG5CPH, I'll be clear and monitoring.
Go ahead. QSL. We haven't had anything on the wind. I appreciate that. KC5GEP.
Just abruptly shifted to the east now. Still probably 45 to 50 miles an hour.
QSL.
KG5GEP, KE5KQL.
Go ahead.
I'm on Danforth, heading west.
West, from where?
Bryant.
QSL.
I just had a approximately 65 mile an hour wind gust right now. I got tree limbs down. I got leaves in the air right now. And the wind is just ripping out of heat.
Well, that'll explain the cloud motion there. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, the interesting thing is these low-level clouds are actually starting to make a complete 360-degree turn, probably by Lake Hefner.
That is of interest. Keep you posted. KC5GEP.
KC5FLX, yes, sir. I'm going back in the power shuttle flicker.
Be ready for weather net.
GEP CPH.
Go ahead.
Rain has picked up a little bit here. Definitely had to take cover, and we still have a pretty decent wind out of the southeast, estimated at about 15 to 18.
QSL, thank you. 65 GEP.
PM.
FLX, what's your wind status now? KC5 GEP. coming and going, but I gather it's lower than it was.
Yeah, QSL. Yeah, the sky is now completely pitch black to my south. There's a little bit of sun to the west, but the wind definitely has decreased.
QSL. Advise me if you get any precip. KC5, GEP.
GEP, KG5, CPH.
Light rain falling, but I'll let you know when it starts.
Okay, CPS, go ahead.
The lightning to the south has really, really picked up. Precipitation's dropped off, and we are getting a very strong southerly. I'm going to estimate somewhere around 20 to 25 out of the south.
QSL, you don't have any solid precip yet, do you? Okay, CPH, can you try me again?
KG5, CPH.
Your precipitation there is not solid at all, is it?
No, sir, we have none at all at this point. Just a lot of wind. The wind has definitely picked up. Got a lot of tree swaying out here, I'd say. Still staying around 20 to 25 out of the south.
QSL, KC5, GEP. QSTL Edmond Area Amateurs. Just a quick update. In the past 32 minutes, there's been 3/4 of an inch of rain in Oklahoma City, and now the total is up over 4 inches in this storm so far. So, increasing number of flash floods and floods occurring south part of Oklahoma County. FYI, in case you're headed out, watch out for that water. KC5GP.
Be ready for weather net.
Yeah, GEP for SOX.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Rain's starting to fall, and I don't know if you're near Brooke or Mike, but you may want to advise them to call Oklahoma City Emergency Management. I believe his name is Joe. The siren on Western and Memorial keeps malfunctioning. It appears that the batteries are low, and it cannot. It only sounds for about 30 seconds and dies.
What was the location again?
It's going to be really close to Western and Memorial.
QSL, KC5,
GEP. All right, thanks, Curtis. I didn't want to bother them. I know they're busy. KC5FOX will be monitoring.
GEP from CPH.
Good.
Still no solid precip up here, but the lightning's getting a lot more intense, and the winds have come up considerably. We're now averaging about estimated 25 mile an hour with 30 to 32 mile an hour gusts.
Okay, as an FYI, all of this major cloud seems to be south of I-44 right now. That wind is of interest. It's much higher. But, you know, most of the bad stuff should be south at 65 GP.
Clear on most of the bad stuff being south. KG5 CPH. GEP from CPH.
Go ahead.
We're getting pretty good steady check it in from this location up here north of the Oak Cliff Fire Station. It's getting dark. Can't really make too much out at this point.
8:49 p.m.
USL limited visibility. There are new reports of tornadoes on the ground and damage at I-35 down around the Crossroads area, a little bit north of there. Last thing that came through was talking about the cell potentially moving northwest. That producing that, so we're kind of watching that pretty carefully from here. Everything, all the warning boxes and everything are south of like Prince Road, except for a logging there, on south there below us. So keep watching these. Keep waiting for this storm from the west to peak up on the west side of Edmond, but those keep dying off as they're coming across. So we'll just keep watching. When you get home, I'm assuming you're headed towards your home at UTH. Let me know when you get there and what you have on the way. Thank you.
Heard and understood. Just to let you know, yeah, now the precip has really picked up. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and head toward the QTH. That'll be south, so we'll be heading into the heavier precip, I'm pretty sure. KG5 CPH.
Be ready for weather net.
W5TAH, AE5GS.
KG5GS.
Go ahead.
I'm like at I-35 and south east 29th, and about 5 minutes ago or less, I did see some power flashes. Power is still on, but I did see power flashes south of my location.
I wouldn't go any further south than that, sir.
We're not. We're going to find a spot to kind of take shelter here for a second. KP5 GPS.
I did well. KP5 GPS.
GP from CPH. Just arrived at the QTH, light rain, plenty of lightning, sustained winds of estimated of about 20, 22, 25 miles an hour, out of the south, be going off the mobile unit, be off the air for a little bit, and we'll let you know if we see anything else crazy around here, otherwise I'll be QRZ, KG5 CPH.
QSL, just for confirmation here, all that lightning is south of you and nothing to the north?
I've seen, on the way back in here, we did see a little bit of lightning out to the east and to the northeast.
QSL, would you estimate across 35?
Affirmative.
QSL, thank you, sir. Hopefully it'll stay quiet. KC5 GEP.
AG5 CPH Mobile. QRZ.
Be ready for weather net.
QST, all Edmond area amateurs. This is KC5 GEP, EC for the Edmond Amateur Radio Society. Back with you again for a small update here. Too many radios in here right now. Okay, from the Weather Service, the 24-hour rain total here is 5.7 inches, and 1.83 inches of that were in the last hour. They are adding a flash flood emergency wording to all the warnings around in the OKC area. That's unusual, so they say. FYI, if you're trying to get around, there is lots of flooding out there. FYI, KC5GEP.
Be ready for weather net. M0 auto patch on.
KC5GEP returning the repeater to normal operation. Everything looks like it's going to miss us right now. There's still severe warnings on storms to the south of us, southeast side of Oklahoma City. So the motion seems to be almost due east on that right now, so it doesn't seem to be a factor to us. The things we were watching in the west seem to be on the diminish constantly now, so I'm probably going to monitor down here for 10 or 15 more minutes, a couple more scans on the radar, and probably call it in. Hopefully we won't see you tomorrow. We are not supposed to be under the slight risk at this time, but we were upgraded today at noon, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. 55 GEP.
This is KD5FLX. Just a heads up, the National Weather Service did just reissue a tornado warning for Cleveland and Oklahoma County. KD5FLX.